Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Monday, November 1st, 2021. Futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.4% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly higher levels in Asia overnight, where the Nikkei outperformed after Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party had a comfortable election win. European equity markets are also higher in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with the US 10-year slightly higher at 1.58%. The dollar is firmer, with the biggest move versus the Japanese yen. Oil is down as pressure builds on OPEC to increase output. Gold is flat. Industrial metals are mixed. Heading into the new week, there is still an outsized focus on flattening yield curves amid concerns about persistent inflation and pressure on central banks to accelerate policy shifts. That has stoked concerns about a policy mistake as central banks tighten into slowing economies. However, equity markets continue to find support from liquidity tailwinds, the buy-the-dip trade, improving economic data, and tentative easing of supply chain pressures. There's a big week of central bank meetings coming up, which will give fresh insight over the thoughts of policymakers on the inflation outlook. The Fed is expected to announce at this week's FOMC meeting that it will begin tapering, likely in mid-November, likely at a pace of $15 billion a month, and likely ending in June 2022. Speculation is increasing that the Reserve Bank of Australia will formally end yield curve control after it failed to defend the target last week, and the market is pricing in a modest Bank of England rate increase on Thursday, while it could end its QE plan a month earlier than expected. In other news, House Democrats were reportedly eyeing a vote as soon as this Tuesday on President Biden's economic agenda. However, that timeline is in some doubt after a planned Rules Committee meeting on Monday was delayed to allow more time for negotiations. Speaking at the G20 summit in Rome, Biden voiced confidence that his agenda will be passed by the end of the week. In other news, crude is weaker in early trade this week. As Bloomberg reported, an intense campaign is underway to pressure OPEC to speed up planned production increases in a bid to ease the supply shortage. A senior U.S. official said the U.S. and other energy consumers are in talks about how to respond if OPEC fails to take action, though he did not go into details. In geopolitical news, there has been positive US-EU trade developments over the weekend. Both sides reached a deal to ease US tariffs on steel and aluminum imports in a bid to resolve a trade dispute that has hung over transatlantic relations since the Trump administration. The macro focus overnight was on China official manufacturing PMI, which contracted by more than expected amid an energy crunch and soaring raw material prices. However, Caixin Manufacturing Index beat consensus. Japan final PMI was better than expected. Australian manufacturing activity eased to a three-month low, while in Europe, German retail sales missed. UK PMI is still to come. Due up on today's US economic calendar, manufacturing PMI, construction spending, and ISM manufacturing. In corporate news, The Mail on Sunday reported that GlaxoSmithKline is looking at Aurinia Pharmaceuticals, the same company that it was recently reported Bristol Myers Squibb has expressed an interest in. And The Wall Street Journal reported that American Airlines flight cancellations climbed to more than 1,900 over the weekend as the company faces staffing shortages. Asian equities ended mostly higher overnight. Japan markets were an outperformer after the general election result. Australia was also higher, led by IT and telecommunication services, while financials underperformed ahead of the Reserve Bank meeting tomorrow. Greater China was mixed. Shenzhen was higher, Shanghai was flat, while healthcare and biotech names pulled down the Hang Seng into another loss. Korea and Taiwan ticked higher. European equity markets are higher 2 hours into the session. In regional news, EU Vice President Šefčovič wrote in The Telegraph warning the UK not to embark on a path of confrontation amid tensions over Northern Ireland and increasingly fractious talks on post-Brexit fishing rights. And Bloomberg reported that German coalition parties have clashed over the future role of the Bundesbank. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.